Get the steam in your pocket. Put the app on your phone. Hashtag my Rise FM. Umalanga. With Musa Kosana.
Indeed, among the many other issues we've been raising on the show is the provision of water in many local municipalities. And some of those municipalities have transgressed that particular right that is enshrined in the constitution for a large part of the province. You know, there is no municipality that I can think of from the top of my head that is not guilty of having not provided adequate running water for many of the residents of this province, including our host city. There are parts of the city that are not getting adequate water. And I must also commend their efforts. I mean, I've since noted from the executive mayor's communication there, there was, a project that has added millions of liters into the provision of the city. So we commend them. But let's just focus, look into other municipalities that are trying to also provide water, such as the city to local municipality. I'm joining now on the line by one of their councillors, Ubabu Idi Mashangu. He joins us in conversation following that the municipality was successfully able to drill boreholes in Ward 7 of the city to local municipality. And he joins us in conversation following that we also intervened, called him, called the executive mayor. And to my surprise this morning, I was woken up by a phone call coming from the executive mayor, Ubabu Mshoni from Matlela, saying to me, Musa, we have provided water to that community. And I think those are comforting news. Just bring in the councillor, Ubabu Mashangu. Ubabu Mashangu,
Agwande. Agwande, Ubabu Skosana, Kujane.
Awa, siya, vuga, singezwa, wane.
Awa, fugile na timan, fugile na ndikuru na mshanje.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure that the same applies to the Ward 7 community residents there, that today at least they'll finally see the things they've been long crying for. Talk us through around, you know, this particular project that has since been championed by the municipality of providing water through drilled boreholes, largely for the Ward 7 community.
Yes, thank you, Musa Navara Lelekaya. We are very happy today, firstly, in this week whereby we are celebrating his legacy, Tata Umandela. We have managed to deliver water for our people, Basuma Plasini, who have been deprived of that right for quite some time. Abandube to rely mostly on our water tankers, some on windmills, which were no longer reliable. So then, as a municipality, as part of our IDP plan of our service, we said we are going to drill Amapo holes and also rejuvenate and re-energize Amapo holes that are existing. So we did that to six farms. In six farms, we managed to drill six boreholes, which are going to be solar operated. So the Basebenza Lelanga, and key amongst other issues, you know, we've been here before with issues of Springbok, they were crazy, where they always had issues with water. So today is a very joyful day for us as the community as our 7. We managed to deliver solar-driven pumps or solar-driven boreholes to six communities. If I can take you through Springbok cluster, there's almost 15 households that are going to benefit. Arno Station Farm is Poroeni, there's 7 households that are going to benefit. Eputata Fontaine, there's 25 households. Ezaven Fontaine, Makesine, there's 9 households. Arthur's Wharf, City was Poco, there's 8. Emol Fontaine, was Pagela, there's 10. So there's almost up to around 74 households who from now are going to have taps to have water in their taps. They won't be relying on AMA water tanks.
Yeah.
So, and it's also thanks to AMA partners through e-public, public-private participation, Siberic is an NNA company, operator on a local, it's a mining company called the IPT, Shanganini Koldari. We really need to send out our gratitude us when we needed them the most.
But Matlango, I mean, over 70 households are likely going to benefit from, you know, obviously from the intervention of the private sector and the public partnership they have with the municipality. But how big is the community in terms of, you know, from the 70 households you've listed, but how many, you know, I'm not sure if as a council you've managed to do a head count of how many families and how many households are there largely within that area or the farms nearby, and versus, you know, the 70, how many are still likely not going to receive? Because I've noted that there is another portion largely within the ward that is somewhat on the uphill from the others that is not going to benefit.
Yes, Musa, you will appreciate the fact that E-Ward 7 is a very vast ward, because our boundary started this farm called RTPS Hook, Wampetali, and it runs through up until the N11 Helena Road next to Prince Hope. So all these farms there need to be catered for. So we still have another six farms that are currently serviced by water tankers and windmills. So there's a plan to service them as well. It's farms like Kabogwa Matrete, Mazembeni, Botelfontein Farm, Msili, Kwaati, Roleport, and Komaketani, Roleport as well, and some others. So there's another, it's more like a phase two that is going to transpire,
yeah,
but we're going to be funded by another mining house as well. So talks are still ongoing. We are actually now at a very mature stage. We are still busy with our EIAs and other studies that need to be done in order to comply with the provisions of the GWS department.
Yes.
But we are coming. Last time, a few Kolema Plaza are definitely coming. Sizoba Atresa properly. And as we have said in our IDP, to say in these 5 years, our drive will be all about water to ensure that every citizen of our 7 gets proper water, which is obviously their right, their basic right. Yes.
For sure. But there are other projects and vessels and many other concerns they might have, not necessarily on issues of water. What other projects are listed on the IDP that are channeled towards 7?
Yes, currently, well, priority number one will be for what's the priority number one is high mass light at Redgale. So there's this other portion in the village where it used to be it's an Eskom town, but now it has been handed over to the municipality. But the facility, like the electrical facility, still belongs to Eskom. So there's a problem of area lighting there. We have placed it as our main priority now. There's talks that are ongoing between us as a municipality and home distribution so that they can at least hand over the facilities to the municipality so that the municipality can start servicing those street lights and probably provide with high mass light for that era. So that is our main area of concern now, but we believe we're going to overcome. And then the other issue, the second priority was the issue of water provision at Kululiwe, because we need to construct an elevated water tanker there.
Okay.
So that one is also at a feasibility stage phase. So they are still busy with feasibility studies.
Mm.
It's one project that can be kick-starting at any time from now. So we are definitely hands on deck with these issues of service delivery. These are the two main, but there's many other also in our IDP priority list, like the provision of sanitation or toilets for our farm dwellers. That one is also in our municipal budget for this current financial year that started this month. So our local farms who have not been able to access proper toilets will be provided for in this coming or in this new financial year.
Yeah.
So we're definitely hands on deck.
Yeah. hands on deck you were in delivering this, borehole. We want to commend you, councillor. And we've pushed very hard for some of these residents for them to experience this jubilation. And many of them have sent us voice notes actually thanking us for the intervention. But and just doing the work that you're supposed to do, councillor. And all the best in the work that you'll be doing in the world.
Thank you very much, of course, Mr. Tobosa.